Well, the next several weeks, we'll have some conversations going on at different schools around town about our schools, our community, our future. It's a project called Think Kids, and on the phone with us this morning is Superintendent Bill Gronseth. Good morning, Bill. How are you doing today?
Good morning. Doing well.
Tell us a little bit about the inspiration for this project and what we hope to accomplish.
Well, you know, we're excited to be doing Think Kids for the fourth year in a row. It's been a great way for staff and community and students and families to come together and talk about our schools and talk about how things are going, what things are going well, and what things maybe aren't going as well. Each year we start off with an opportunity for folks to share their thoughts on how things have been going.
So the conversation sounds like it pretty much is it basically like an open town hall meeting where any idea, any concern that parents have, they can bring to these meetings and sort of bring them out into a forum?
Well, yeah, we have an opportunity where people can share openly, and then we have parts that are more structured. We've been working hard on our district-wide continuous improvement plan over the last few years, and we've made some really good progress, and it's really time to update that plan. And so we've been working hard on that, and we want to share a newly updated and bringing a new focus to student achievement. And we're excited to tell people about our work going forward. And we're also going to talk about student engagement, not only in school, but in the community, and talk about ways that we can really spark student potential and just unleash their ambition and get students moving in a positive direction, and how the community can play a role in that.
You know, it's nice to hear that, because I think a lot of people think about education that it's sort of a set it and forget it thing, that really the parents bring their kids to the school and the work should be done there, and they don't need to be as concerned about the little pieces of it all. So this is a chance for really to sort of look in at the progress and looking at the changes, that everybody can kind of look at the same data and talk about it.
That's right. And, you know, research tells us that students who have engaged parents that are active in their education achieve more. And what a great opportunity to help and support all the students in our community.
It looks like the schedule starts next Wednesday and Thursday, the following Wednesday and Thursday, then the following Wednesday and Thursday after that, and a couple on Monday. Looks like a Monday and a Wednesday the following in the middle of March. So you're really covering different elementary schools, middle schools, and high schools throughout the whole Duluth district. So there's really a meeting close by for everyone throughout the next month.
That's right. And people can find the schedule on our website at www.isd709.org. And if you can't make a meeting, there's also an online version with a survey that you can provide your feedback, or you can just mail us a letter or give us a call. Any way that you want to get us some information, we're glad to get it.
Oh, that's handy, too. That's great, because I'm sure even with the wide schedule of meetings, not everybody can attend, but this way they can still sort of put their two cents in, their concerns. So that's good to know.
That's right.
We'll have a link to that on our website later today, too, so people can find the schedule of the different meetings throughout the next month.
Perfect. Thanks so much.
Thank you very much. We appreciate your time this morning. Look forward to hearing some good news about the events.
Have a great day.
Take care. Superintendent Bill Gronseth talking about the Think Kids, Our Schools, Our Community, Our Future meetings that are coming up starting next week and into the middle of March.